Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's take a quick break from Ukraine, although we're going to get back to it. This thing blew me away. There's a guy named Representative Mo Brooks down in Alabama. He's a very bad guy. Mo Brooks is one of the guys who was a speaker at the insurrection on January 6th, where he got up on his hind legs and spouted some stuff. And he was wearing a bulletproof vest, and he claimed that it was just a political speech. And they said, "Why are you wearing a bulletproof vest?" And he said, "Well, you know, it's nice and warm. It's cool. It's cool in Washington." You know, let me tell you something. I like a good jacket. I like polar fleece. I don't wear a bulletproof vest. This guy is nuts. He's truly nuts, but he's running for the Senate, and Trump endorsed him. And everybody goes, "Well, you know, Trump endorsed him. That means he'll get 30-35% anyway, maybe 40 of the Alabama Republican primary, and he could sneak in as the nominee." And then in Alabama, Democrat has a real uphill battle. Well, Trump just pulled his endorsement. He pulled his endorsement. And why did Trump pull his endorsement? Because he said that Mo Brooks was wobbly and weak on the big lie. In other words, Mo Brooks didn't think that the election in 2020 was fraudulent. Mo Brooks came back and said, "No, I absolutely think it's fraudulent." But what happened was, in sometime after September of 2021, now remember, the election was November 3rd, 2020. September of 2021 is 10 months later. Biden had been president since January, remember? He was sworn in January. You know, they passed Build Back Better. They had the Afghanistan. You know, he was the president. Trump calls Mo Brooks. He says, "Mo Brooks, you're my man. I want you to remove, Biden, declare the election illegal, and hold a new one." You, Mo Brooks, a congressman from Alabama, who's widely regarded as a nut, a toxic nut. And Brooks goes, "Well, you know, Mr. President, I'd sure like to do that, but that wouldn't be legal." And as a result of that, Trump pulls his endorsement of Mo Brooks. You know, there's no honor among thieves. They'll steal from each other, kill each other, that kind of thing. And it may also be that deep down inside, Trump realized that Mo Brooks is a clown. And if he goes down big time, looks bad for Trump. But that is not what Trump said. And old Mo Brooks, old Larry and Curly, except that Mo was a good Mo. I like the Three Stooges. This is a bad Mo. Mo Brooks with the bulletproof vest for warmth. Mo Brooks is told in September, 10 months after the election, "You overturn it." "Oh, really? Okay." Trump is delusional. The guy's delusional. He's a sore loser. Look, I've been in stuff that I've lost, stuff that I've won. It's nice to win. It's not nice to lose, but, you know, you go on. If you have any kind of correctly formed ego, you go on. Well, the tide is not going well for the Russians in Ukraine. We've talked a lot about it. But here are some inside info. You may have heard of some of this. We intercepted a message, the Russian military command. It said of the troops in Ukraine, about 50% of them have some kind of frostbite. It's cold as heck over there, and they just ran out of winter clothing. They can't evacuate the dead. They're leaving Russian corpses lying around. One of the things the Ukrainians are saying, what the hell are we supposed to do with them? You know, you have a mass burial, but that's kind of poor. And a Russian plane dropped a bomb on Russian troops by accident and killed a lot of Russian troops. A Russian bomb. Sergei Lavrov. Now, Sergei Lavrov, Sergei Lavrov, their foreign policy guy, an autocrat, a crook, and a very bad guy, very, very close to Putin. He gave a speech to a group over there that we managed to have a copy of. You see, the CIA has people that are planted all over Russia. You know, Robert Vestal said, can we put in an assassin? I think there are people out there who are willing to do that. The question is, can they get close enough to him? In this speech, Sergei Lavrov made an astonishing admission. He said they did not anticipate the depth of the sanctions by the West, especially the freezing of the $600 billion that they'd held in reserve to guard against the sanctions. Because what they didn't take into account is that half of it, about $350 of it, billion, are in banks in New York, Frankfurt, and London. And Germany, the UK, and the United States got together, said we're going to freeze it and they can't have it. And Lavrov and Putin said, oh, that's theft. Okay. What do you think you're doing in Ukraine? You're stealing land and killing people. That's theft too. Lavrov said, we didn't anticipate this. What about the other $350 billion? A lot of it's in gold. Really, I'm not kidding. Gold bars like Fort Knox sitting in their vaults. What do you can't eat gold. If people won't trade with you, what do you do? There are a lot of third world countries that love it, but they're not going to give you anything you can use. Some of it is in rubles. Ruble, no one will take rubles. Rubles have dropped 40%. Nobody wants them. Their stock exchange was closed down for 3 weeks. It just reopened yesterday, but with very strange rules. You can't short sell. You can only trade some companies. You can all do this. You look at that, and that's not a stock exchange. I mean, no, that's not a free and open stock exchange. It's a fraud. Some of it's in Chinese money, that other half of the dough they have, yuan it's called. So yeah, they can buy stuff from China and China might give it to them on credit. We've told China if they circumvent our sanctions that way, we will sanction China. The problem is the Chinese cheat and are crooked, and they have been evading our sanctions on North Korea for years. And we haven't done anything to them. Not really. We're too entwined economically with China. We have too many manufacturers over there, and we're too closely tied. But there are a lot of things we can do, and one of them would be deny visas to any students in China. They love prestige. They love our universities. Because everything over there, the Communist Party people get in. And just say, I'm sorry, what, you're in your second year at Duke? Good luck, you ain't coming back. No prestige for you. You can sit some godforsaken, little, prestigeless, weird communist place. That's what you want? That's what you're going to get, Jack. We could do that. And we could sanction individual members of their Communist Party that are in government over there, about 300 of them. There's a lot we could do. There's a lot we could do. So there you have it. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, some great call-ins, a very, very austere subject. My heart really bleeds for Ukraine. One of the things at my book signing of Milwaukee Jihad at 6:30 p.m., and I'll disclose this on this air, on Monday, March 31st at Boswell Books, I'm going to introduce a Ukrainian refugee who just managed to get his family out of Ukraine. Didn't think he could do it. His mom called him crying, said, have a good life. She was going to be killed. He got him into Poland. Now we're trying to get him to the United States. So, coming to the end of the show. A great show. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Have a good evening. Back tomorrow. Signing off for today.